This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brother Ahmed from New Jersey writes with a very interesting question, and I chose this because I found this question very intriguing. He says that Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah to show him a miracle, and he said that liyatma'inna qalbi, and Allah obliged and showed him the miracle. Then he says, but how about us? What if we waver? And what if we want liyatma'inna qalbi? Can we ask Allah for a miracle, and can we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us a miracle as well?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
So this is a very interesting question, and to answer this question, of course, we begin by reminding ourselves of the story, Surah Baqarah, verse 260, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِينِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. That Ibrahim said that, O Allah, O my Lord, show me how you bring the life, give life to the dead. كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. How do you resurrect the dead? And Allah says, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Don't you have faith? And Ibrahim says, بَلَى. Of course I have faith. وَلَكِنْ بَتْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. I want my heart to be comforted and reassured. I want to find إِطْمِئْنَان سَكِينَ. I want to find peace of the heart. So Allah then says, bring four birds and train them to come to you, and then, you know, cut them and then scatter them on different hilltops, and then call them, and يَأْتِينَكَ سَعَيَا, they will come to you flying in haste, and know that Allah is indeed almighty and all wise. This is the famous story of the birds and Ibrahim in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 260. And this is an interesting story which has caused a lot of commentary in the books of tafsir, and it shows us really that you can have faith and still want reassurance. You can have faith and still want to be shown a sign. And in fact, to add to the profundity of this verse, there is a beautiful hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this verse, and then he said, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالشَّكِّ مِنْ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالشَّكِّ مِنْ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. We have more right to shak, to doubt, than Ibrahim. We have more right to this than Ibrahim. Now, this hadith has generated a flutter of responses from our classical ulama. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless and reward them and grant them firdaus, and we are all standing on their shoulders. This hadith was deemed to be problematic at face value, and our scholars try to understand how can we interpret this hadith, because it seems to suggest that Ibrahim alayhi salam had shak, doubt. And the Prophet is saying, we have more right to have doubts than Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this has caused, as I said, a whole flutter of interpretations. And so some ulama actually went and said that this hadith actually means the exact opposite of what it says, which is that there was no shak, and there was no doubt at all, and that in fact neither Ibrahim nor the Prophet ﷺ had any doubt, and therefore the Prophet ﷺ is basically saying Ibrahim did not doubt, because if he doubted out of modesty, he's saying we have more right to doubt. And you know, other interpretations are there as well. And yani, I mean, you know me, I'm a very frank person. I think all of these yani bending over backwards and trying to reinterpret, yani I don't see a problem in accepting a very simple understanding of this hadith that doesn't problematize any issue. Of course, the prophets of Allah are not doubting Allah's powers. Of course. So the word shak here is not the doubt of iman versus kufr, because that would, yes, clearly be problematic. But the word here, لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي, it means you want a sign to reaffirm what you know. You believe, but you want something that reaffirms that. And this is what Ibrahim is saying, لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي, and the Prophet is saying that we have more right for that shak than Ibrahim. So the shak here is not a doubt in the qudra and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather it is a sign of affirmation. And a simple example of this is that, you know, the child knows that the mother loves the child. The child knows that the mother, father loves me. But isn't it nice for the child to see that love? Isn't the child reassured when the mother demonstrates that love, right? And so this is that لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. That knowledge is one thing, and then the actualization of that knowledge is something else. And so this is the type of, you know, show me the love, right? It's not just do you love me or not, but it is show me that manifestation. It is an affirmation, if you like, of the desire to see what you know to be true. And the human being is weak. All of us are weak. And to know is one thing, and to see is another. And of course, there are many examples of this. Perhaps the most obvious example is in the Quran, is the story of Musa alayhi salam and the worshipping of the false gods, you know, the golden calf that was worshipped, right? Musa alayhi salam was in direct communication with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him directly on Mount Sinai. And Allah azza wa jal then said to Musa that, O Musa, your people have taken a golden calf after you have left. Allah said this to him directly. What is this? This is knowledge. Did Musa have yaqeen? Of course he had yaqeen. فَرَجَعَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا. He returned to his people angry and extremely in a state of agitation. So he's angry when he hears from Allah that his people have worshipped the golden calf. Then when he sees the actual golden calf, his level of anger completely goes to a different level. أَلْقَى الْأَلْوَاحَ وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْكَ. He threw the tablets that Allah had given him. What Allah had given him, divine from Allah, in his anger, he wants to attack, he wants to rush. He throws the tablets away and he jumps on the leader, his own brother, and he says, how could you have done this? How could you have allowed this to happen? Now, do you understand what I'm saying here? Allah speaking to him did not give him the level of anger that when he saw the calf himself. Notice the difference here, right? How weak is man? How weak is man? Knowledge of the mind is not the same for us as seeing with the eyes. And this is how we need to understand Ibrahim alayhi salam saying, of course I believe, bala, I know you can do this, but I just want that extra, right? So just like Musa alayhi salam gets so more angry, much angrier when he sees, Ibrahim wants to increase in that yaqeen. He has yaqeen, of course he has yaqeen. To not have yaqeen is kufr, obviously. Of course he has yaqeen. So when a Prophet is saying shak, he doesn't mean shak, the opposite of yaqeen. He means here, I want that extra affirmation. I want to go beyond just knowing that it is true. And our Prophet then says, you know what? It's okay. If Ibrahim had it, you know, we can also have it. And this is something that opens the door that, you know, we believe. But wouldn't it be nice to see something like this, right? That is basically what this is about. So that is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now get to your question. To be technical, you were asking that basically, can I ask Allah for a miracle? Okay, to be technical, it is not inherently sinful to ask for something extraordinary. However, let us divide this question of yours into two. To ask Allah for a miracle that deals with you and your life and your family. To ask Allah for a miracle that you are being harmed and you need a change in your, a sick family member. Let's say you've lost your job, you have no source of income. And you ask Allah for something that seems impossible. This is the essence of iman. This is the essence of iman. Because you are demonstrating that the world might think it is impossible. But oh Allah, I know you, for you everything is possible. So to ask for what we would call a miracle, when the world seems that all of the doors are shut, and mankind might have abandoned you, And at that point in time, like Yunus in the belly of the whale, he calls out, وَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَّهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. That level of iman and taqwa, it is the level of the prophets and those who are following the prophets. So, when all the doors of mankind are shut and you raise your hands to Allah begging for a miracle, this is the essence of iman. You have demonstrated you believe in Allah, and you have iman in Allah, and you have full faith in the names and attributes of Allah, and you know that Allah can hear and see and grant you what you need to be granted. So that is definitely permissible. But to ask for a miracle that is special, that is just for you, to prove the power of Allah, like Ibrahim asked, or even more, you know, to prove the existence of Allah. Some of our, you know, youngsters might be denying, does God exist? Oh God, show me a miracle, you know, that type of stuff. So from that paradigm, I have to be honest here, that I do find that paradigm to be problematic. I differentiated between the miracle that you need to live this life, the miracle that you need to cure your son or daughter, the miracle that you need to heal yourself or to find money or something, that you are in pain, you are suffering, and you need that miracle for your life. Of course, that is exactly what a believer does. He turns to God, he turns to Allah, and he begs the miracle. But for you to just sit back casually, cross your feet and say, like some, you know, sometimes non-Muslims say, hey God, do you exist? Show me a sign. I don't know if you truly exist or not. Show me a sign. You know, I have to be honest here. That paradigm really seems to be problematic. The least that can be said is that there seems to be a level of arrogance. Now, you can say, hold on a sec. Didn't Ibrahim ask Allah? Didn't Musa ask Allah to see him? قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. Musa says, oh Allah, I want to see you. And we say, ya akhi, calm down. Ibrahim and Musa are in direct communication with Allah, okay? Yani, flutter back to earth, you know what I'm saying? Yani, Ibrahim and Musa alayhim as-salam, they are prophets of Allah. They are communicating directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have gone through trials and tribulations, the likes of which we can never imagine. They have reached a level of communication and knowledge of the world of the unseen that is beyond anything we can understand. So for them, out of love, to ask Allah, as Musa said, let me see you, O Allah. Or for them, you know, out of, you know, verifying even more or increasing that level of yaqeen, ya Rab, show me, you know, how you resurrect the dead. That is something very different than us demanding a sign from Allah, showing us that Allah has power, or that, you know, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, Allah is real or something, some of the, you know, or God is real or something. And you know, there's a whiff here of that, of what the Quraysh did. The Quraysh demanded miracle after miracle, right? وَقَالُوا أَرِنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً. You know, the Bani Israel said, well, they want to see Allah Azza wa Jal face to face. And the Quraysh also said that, وَقَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ. We're not going to believe in you. حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. Until you cause a spring to gush forth from the earth. أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ. Or you have a garden of palms and of vineyards. Or you cause rivers to flow abundantly. أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا. Or you cause the sky to break up and fall into pieces. أَوْ تَأْتِينَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. Or you bring us, Allah and the angels face to face. أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِّن زُخْرُفٍ. Or you show us that your house is converted to gold. أَوْ تَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ. Or you come in front of us, ascend to the heavens. And then the Quraysh said, all of this, by the way, Surah Isra, look this up, beautiful verse. Allah mentions their arrogance and all of these miracles. وَلَن نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُهُ. And even then, we will not believe in your recitation. Until you bring down to us a book that we can read from. Then Allah says, قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي. Say to them, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ. I am a human being that is sent as a messenger. So Allah says, we are not going to entertain this type of arrogance. You see, the Quraysh asked a miracle and Allah rejected. No, and Ibrahim asked a miracle and Allah gave. Why? Because Ibrahim is Ibrahim. His love, his maqam, his status is totally different. His paradigm of asking is totally different. Whereas the Qurayshi paradigm or the kafir paradigm is a paradigm of arrogance. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا. If we were to cause all the angels to come down and the dead spoke to them, and we resurrected all of the animals in front of them and the dead people in front of them, they would still not believe. When you get to that level of arrogance, then no, we do not ask for such types of miracles. We are told that it is not befitting to challenge Allah in this type of game. Allah does not play games. وَمَا كُنَّا لَعِبِينَ. Allah says we don't play, right? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. We created the heavens and earth, right? And Allah says that ما خلقناهما لاعبا. We didn't create them as a jest, as a joke. So Allah is negating that He does things with a wisdom. He doesn't do things out of foolishness. And therefore, when a person demands this type of miracle from Allah, there's an element of foolishness, and it is not befitting for somebody to do this. So frankly, if you're asking for, as I said, a miracle related to your life, that's totally fine. That is the essence of Islam. And it is a sign of your worship and servitude and ubudiyya and acknowledgement that Allah is al-qawi and al-aziz. But if you're asking for a miracle to see if Allah is powerful or not, or even worse, to see if Allah exists, then I would say that is a problem. And it is also a sign that you are ignoring the blatant miracles all around you. What more miracle do you want than you yourself? You are a walking, talking miracle from head to toe. Your entire existence is a miracle. You are an embodiment and a manifestation of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your existence is a miracle. The world around you, from the shining sun to the green trees to the blue waters to the life all around you to the harmony that exists between all aspects of the creation, that is enough of a miracle to indicate that Allah is Al-Qawi and Al-Hakim and Al-Aziz. And the fact that you have the faculty to appreciate this. So it's one thing that it exists, and it's another miracle that you can appreciate the miracle, because they're two separate miracles, right? It's one thing that it is up and existing, then Allah gave you وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْأَفِدَ excuse me, that الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفِدَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. He gave you hearing and seeing and intelligence. How little are you thankful to Him? So the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the miracle of His existence simply by the world around us. And He has shown us the miracle of the truth of Islam via the Quran. So, dear brother in Islam, if you want a miracle for the existence of Allah, then you and the world around you is enough of an existence. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We will show them our miracles all around them and inside of themselves. If that is not enough of a miracle for you, then no other miracle will work for you. And that is why when an atheist, when an agnostic, when a Qurashi demands to show Allah Azza wa Jal, I want to see Allah, in reality, even if he were to see, he would still not believe. Because it's not a matter of seeing. He has reached a level of arrogance that is beyond the scope of being benefited by miracles. On the other hand, if your faith is going down, as all of us goes ups and down, and we just want a reaffirmation of our iman in Allah. It's not that we doubt Allah. It's like we want to know that, you know, our religion is true. We want to know that we know it. Again, this is not the doubt of kufr. It's the doubt of, like Ibrahim, that I want some extra knowledge. In this case, then we can increase our iman by the miracle of the Quran, by reciting the Quran, listening to the Quran, and by extra dhikr and ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find in our hearts the sweetness of peace and understand the reality of our faith. So we have miracles that are far more massive and far more, you know, grandiose than anything you could possibly ask for. And that is your own existence. And that is the existence of the world around us. That is the miracle that proves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have the miracle of the Qur'an. And that is the miracle that proves the truth of Islam and the truth of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the truth of our faith. So the two miracles put together, the miracle of existence and the miracle of the Qur'an, these are the only miracles that you need. There is no other miracle that should give you any extra sense of iman or any extra sense of recognition from these two. Therefore, to conclude your question, I say once again, if you're asking Allah for something that others would deem to be extraordinary miracle, but you are asking because you need it for your life, then yes, go ahead and ask. And it is sunnah to ask of this manner. And it is the Quranic commandment to ask, because you are asking the God who created you and the Lord who loves you for the miracle that you need to live. That is the essence of servitude and of Islam. But if you're asking out of a sense of a'udhu billah, yani there is a whiff of, you know, a little whiff, even if it's not discernible, but still, you're blind to the actual miracles around you, and you're demanding something extra and above and beyond, that is not befitting and becoming. Our maqam and level is not that of the prophets of Allah. We cannot say to Allah, oh Allah, show us how you resurrect the dead. That's not befitting who we are in our status. It's different for Ibrahim and Musa and others when they ask Allah. They are a different category of mankind. And as for us, the general miracles that are around us and the miracle of the Quran, that is sufficient for us. And with that, inshallah ta'ala, we come to the conclusion of today's lecture. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya man ajabta du'a Nuhin fantasar wa hamaltahu fi fulkika al-mashhun. Ya man ahala an-nar hawla khalilihi روحا وريحانا بقولك كون.